listener production.
Rinse out your keep cup. These scrumptious muffins are takeout only.
Order up.
It's Matt and Alex, snack size all day breakfast.
Well, Alex Dyson, they do sometimes call us the ice creamery because we love getting a scoop. But it's not often that the old choc chip is turned.
Matty loves a cone.
And it's turned on me.
No, joke. Hey. Sorry. That's
I'm a dad,
absolutely
mate.
Not true.
I'm a father. Thank you very much.
Sorry. Well, I was just thinking about it, like cup or cone. What do you do?
Oh, mate, as if I can't even believe people have cups. They shouldn't even exist.
Yeah, disgraceful.
Just throw away the cone if you don't want to eat, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, just... Like, it's actually probably better for the environment if you just eat it in a cone and then it biodegrades easier than an actual physical cup.
Throw the cone on the ground. That's very,
exactly.
very true.
Let the dogs eat it.
Do you reckon they should have keep cups for ice cream?
Hey, that's not a bad idea. Keep cones.
Keep.
That's interesting.
For those little things, you have your own little spoon because then you're getting a cup of ice cream every time.
There. Look, well, what I was going to say is it's not often that the ice creamery gets turned on me. You know, then the taste testers go the other way. But Alex Dyson is wrangling a little bit of a scoop out of me in today's episode.
Very, very big scoop when it comes to this short and sweet week here at All Day Breakfast due to the studio move. We're having some very sharp episodes for you. So not only will we be chatting to producer Bron, but yeah, I turn the spotlight on Matt O'Kine in a moment as we do discuss moving. And that's coming up very, very soon.
Matt and Alex, All Day Breakfast.
This is just the start.
Everyone ready?
Let's get this show on the road.
Let's go.
Here we go.
Matt and Alex, All Day Breakfast.
Yes, Matt, the snack size week is underway, moving house. And, you know, fortunately, we just need to come here and talk and we can walk away. But seeing people around the offices pushing trolleys, carrying things, unscrewing stuff, unbolting desks, it just gives you memories of those house moves of days gone by. Because as well as travel stories, moving house is always a saga.
Right, I remember when I first started seeing a girlfriend like a while ago now, almost 20 years ago. And I drove past her house and her friends were moving into this house and they were like struggling with a mattress going up the stairs.
Yep.
And I wound my window down and said, "Looks heavy." And then we drove past and kept going.
That is the biggest crumb move.
Well, there were three of them already. I mean, what was I going to do?
Help.
Anyway, we...
or just not help. Could have just not said anything.
Just driven past. Well, yeah, I tell you what, she brought that up quite a lot, actually, over the years. And then ended up cheating on me. So I think she got the last laugh.
Yeah. This mattress isn't for you, my friend. So after Warrnambool, I lived at college for a number of years and then getting the sort of went full time at Triple J, I had to move to Sydney for that. And that was big, not only because of that, because I was moving interstate. Like I was breaking up with my girlfriend before we left. And so
Did you break up because you were moving?
Yeah, well, I just thought long distance, I don't think it's going to work for me.
It seems impossible when you're young, doesn't it? It just doesn't seem viable.
Yeah, you're going to be living there. I'm going to be living up there. It's not going to work. So I think we've just been to Fall Festival, just sitting in the car and just like crying and saying, oh, it's very, very sad. Like, I don't think I can do it, that kind of thing. And then like 10 minutes until I was about to leave, she's like, oh, we could just try it. And I'm like, there's this weirdest epiphany of like, oh, yeah, well, like... We could break up next, like we could try it. I'm like, I don't know it is bad yet, you know. I anticipated it. So then we tried it and it went another year and a half and it was all great.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
It wasn't all great.
What's
I mean,
she
you don't get
to
see someone. I think she's married as well. Just had a kid. Still stuck going for Carlton, unfortunately.
I wonder what people did in the past. Like imagine back in the day, you'd have no idea what your ex was up to.
Yeah. Yeah. That's true.
Now you've just got like all of them on your Facebook, unless it ended terribly and there's blockings and stuff. But other than that, it's like you just so know what everyone's up to.
But that started like living in Sydney, I would have done, oh God. I lived there for 7 years and I would have lived in, so when I first moved there, I was there for a month in my ex-girlfriend before that's friend from school's boyfriend's house. That was my only person I knew in Sydney. because I somewhat floated with Tom Ballard moving up. I was like, oh, we could get a share house. He's like, absolutely not. So there goes my one contact.
He doesn't want to work with you and live with you?
Yeah. So weird. It's so odd. I'm so easy to work and live with.
Oh, my God.
Then I moved to a one bedroom for a year. Then my friend from Melbourne moved up for, we got about 3 years. Then another lived with Kyron and Reese Nicholson for a year, moved in with a girlfriend. Then we broke up. Moved to another share house. So, it's, yeah, 6 moves in 7 years.
Bro, I'm the complete opposite. I haven't moved in 11 years.
That's amazing.
I know. So, like, I don't know what, I don't know who's doing the right thing here, but we're living completely opposite lives. I for one, will never own a ute for that exact reason. Oh, no, you would not catch me dead owning a ute or having even access to a ute.
Well, why would you? Because you've got a van which covers and protects whatever you put in the back.
You know, Sophia still says whenever she sees a go-get van, she says, someone's driving your van, Dad. Still, months later, I'm like, it's not my van, Sophia.
A text line troll in the making.
So, yeah, we are doing some punishing moves. And, yeah, so that's why the episodes are going to be a little bit shorter this week.
Well, are we allowed to talk about a potential big move for you coming up? First time in 11 years?
Oh.
Are we allowed to talk about that?
Well, look, we can talk about it only because, yeah, well, okay, fine. I'm moving to Brisbane.
Oh, there it is.
Yep. I'm moving to Brisbane.
Back to the roots. Are you going back to Indooroopilly?
No, I'm not going to go back to Indooroopilly. Much like living and working with you, I feel the same way about my dad.
Love him. Just
we don't need to be that close to each other. You know what I mean? No, shout out Daddy Mac. Love you to bits. And that's part of the reason why I am moving back, you know, so I can catch up with the old man. So the place we have a house is not close to, not too close. But yeah, look, it's interesting. A little bit scary.
Mm.
I got to tell you, man, going to miss having a bloody cafe on my doorstep. Oh, I'm going to miss having the doctors across the road, having the supermarket little trot down the street.
Yep.
I am going to miss it.
Yeah, uphill from the brown snake, I hope.
Oh, yeah, there's no way that I, absolutely not. When you're looking at houses in Brisbane, you literally have the house search site open and the flood map open at the exact same time, and you put in the address. Yeah. Wherever you think, oh, this is a nice house, then you put it in the flood map, the interactive flood map, which I had on my favorites. So
that's really exciting. Like, have you got a lot of friends who still live there?
Oh, so many friends. Got like everyone I went to school with, people I went to university with. I mean, it's like, I got so much family as well. No, I'm very, very excited. So we'll see. I mean, things could happen though. It's not going to happen until the end of the year. So things could happen.
Mm.
Things could change.
You got a spare room for me?
No, it's so funny. I would literally, I think I'm going to have 2 more kids just so you don't have to
fill
spare
up
room.
Every room.
Seriously, I would just so you, I can't, I have a reason why you can't stay in our house.
Damn it. You could get them some bunks. They could stay in the same room.
Oh, this is Matt and Alex All Day Breakfast.
Fresh snacks with Matt and Alex All Day Breakfast.
I smell toast.
Well, it's been a very fun week here at All Day Breakfast, catching up with producer Bron, who doing the heavy lifting on the anecdote side of things. I find there's a couple of people who do the heavy lifting when it comes to friendship groups, and that is single people and people who've just been overseas. Always have the best stories.
Yeah. Like when you like, hey, what'd you get up to on the weekend? And it's like, nothing. I went to a playground again. What do you think I did? I was in bed at 10 o'clock. Nothing happened this weekend.
I'll tell you what, Facebook Marketplace was popping off again this week. But, Bron, tell us more about your travels.
Well, it was great. I had the best time. Turned to honeymoon. But then we went to
Cinque Terre, which is a beautiful part of Italy.
Oh, it's all the colourful houses, isn't it? On the cliffs there.
Yeah.
Was it warm? Did you go for swims?
It was hot as, and we're walking up these stairs.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. Brutal.
Yeah.
But it was good.
And you go to see the Mediterranean Sea, which is actually the sweat patch under your backpack.
Well, you don't notice it on the when you're looking at the map, hey, when you're trying to find where you're staying on like your Airbnb, you're like, oh, it's just a short walk to the beach. You don't realize that it's actually like a 5K vertical summit that you've got to walk up like every time you want to get home. So what happened when you were there?
Yeah, every day was leg day on this trip, basically. So we did this tour. It started at 7 a.m., finished at 9 p.m. So it was a long day.
And was it all on foot or did you jump in a bus?
It was a bus and then you walked up a little bit and then you traveled by train. It was like a full, full day of traveling.
Because I have to say, what I've thoroughly enjoyed doing on my travel is going on the free walking tours of the cities.
Do you always give the tip at the end?
Always give the tip, of course. How much? Of course. Whatever equates to about $20. Most of the time, that'd be between both of us, maybe. Although I did do one in Mumbai, and the bro was absolutely winging it. Like, this dude, I am sure, because he came real late as well. Like, and I'm sure he just got a call up from someone who's like, dude, I'm supposed to be doing this walking tour. Just show people around the city because this guy was terrible. Anyways, so what did you see on the tour? What happened on the tour?
So it was fun. It was beautiful. There was about 50 of us on this bus. A lot of them Americans. I've already said about the accent being, you know, full on.
Parmigiano Reggiano.
You can hear it from a mile away. There was 50 of us on this bus. Everyone was usually in a couple or in a family. Mm-hmm. But there was one person who was on their own, which is, you know, fair enough, solo traveling, it's fine. Mm. So she was asking a couple people to take photos of her, you know, at the different spots. Which
didn't
is,
have the selfie stick.
No.
Are they still happening overseas? Have they come back post-COVID?
I didn't see that many, to be honest. No. But yeah, this woman, kind of towards the end of the day, started taking the piss a little bit to this one other person on the bus who she made film her doing travel vlogs for about 30 minutes.
Oh, wow.
At the end of this big tour, which took all day in the heat, you're walking around, the last thing you want to do, while you can relax and have a drink, is film a stranger who you just met talking about, I think she was making it up. She did not know what was going on.
Wow.
And then there's also, it's not like you can just one and done it. I bet she would have reviewed it and then said, sorry, I got that wrong. Can we go that again, please?
There was multiple takes. And I was watching this happen. She goes, okay, now I want one with me not talking, just me showing with my hand gesturing.
She's directing a cinematographer here. You're actually being a camera person. That's crazy.
And it wasn't any sort of professional. Well, I think it was just a personal travel vlog. I don't know.
Did the person taking the videos, did they seem at all annoyed?
She started off very keen and friendly. Like, of course, I'll take your photo. That's fine. Yeah, blah, blah, blah. And then you could see as it kept going, and I was reviewing this situation because I'm a bit nosy. I was like, what's going on here?
Well,
got worse. She got more annoyed.
I'm sort of keeping quiet over here because this story is slightly triggering because on my travels... I got to give props to my man, Matty Gilbert, who did end up filming me a lot on the thing. Like, I think I was that guy.
You're the worst.
Like, I remember having to do those things because, we're on this bus about tour and I was, like, filming content for it. And, Matty, we were at the Acropolis. He was doing it there. He was doing it in Macedonia. He was doing it in Athens.
Oh, my God.
He was doing it in Dubrovnik in Croatia, where I literally was doing a video where I had to get sprayed with tomato sauce. And I was like, oh, man. That was,
Did you at least buy him a few cold ones at the end of every
beers,
sesh?
You know, we got plenty of, we had spritz o'clock during there, so.
Was there any time when he was like, sorry, I can't, or did you ever whiff a little bit of resentment?
Well, luckily, he was a bit solo as well, so we were just hanging out doing that, but props to you again, Matty, if you do listen to the podcast.
That'd have been one of those ones where like every... did you share a room or anything like that?
Yeah, we'd often be... Rubies.
Every morning he just wakes up and you're there. So I was thinking today, Maddie, I'm going to be in the water, okay? You just yeah.
Maddie, you're actually late for your call time, mate. We were meant to start shooting at this. It's going to push our whole day back. So we're just going to have to push through lunch. I'm sorry, mate.
Oh, my God. So anyways, look, thank you to Maddie Gilbert. Thank you to you, Bron, as well, for entertaining us all week. It's been so great chatting to you.
Thanks, guys.
That's it. The all-day breakfast kitchen is closed. Got something to add to the show? Slide into our DMs at matt.and.alex. Listener.